Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that checklists can reduce the amount of nagging necessary to get younger family members, or perhaps even other family members, to do what they need to do. So ideally, children would wake up when they need to, dress in clothes appropriate for the weather, eat breakfast and brush their teeth, and pack up everything they need for the day without reminding. Ideally, they would do any chores they are responsible for without direction, and they would do homework and instrument practice with nary a bit of input from their parents. Needless to say, very few children do all of this. Some do. But many parents find themselves pursuing their kids with endless reminders. Have you brushed your teeth? Go get your lunchbox. Remember, you have soccer today after school, so you need cleats and shin guards. Do you have your lunchbox? Can you please take your dishes to the sink? You can see that the dishwasher is there, so why didn't you put your dishes in it? Several years ago, writer K.J. Dell'Antonia, who was running the New York Times Motherlode blog at the time, drew a distinction between what kids can and will do if prompted, and what they will do without a reminder. Most kids do not rebel at being expected to take their dishes to the sink after dinner, but they may not take them unless they are reminded to do so every single day. Most kids will also do their homework, shower, write thank you notes to the grandparents, and even wipe the toothpaste out of the sink, if they are reminded to. But only a rare few will do all of these tasks entirely independently. The question is whether you want the tasks done or you want them done without reminders. If you are holding out for the no reminders goal, you are going to be constantly angry about stuff not getting done. But if you are willing to keep reminding people, the chores and the homework will generally happen. Now, that may sound like a lot of work, and it is one of the reasons that a lot has been written about mental load and emotional labor. But this is where today's tip comes in. A checklist can potentially be the reminder, without you personally having to be the reminder. During the spring of 2020, when my kids were home from school, and it took a while for remote schooling to be fully established, I created daily checklists of what they were expected to do. 30 minutes of online math practice, 15 minutes of language practice with Duolingo, reading for an hour, playing outside for an hour. They needed to check each item off when it was done. Now, I am not saying they did everything or did it without complaining, but I could immediately see who hadn't done what and thus follow up on those things, rather than having to ask everybody about everything. Some parents have found similar benefits to checklists about daily tasks. Perhaps you and the child have decided that there are three things the kid needs to do after school before he or she can play video games. Let's say homework, instrument practice, and one household chore. Rather than keep asking about each, you could just ask the kid, "Have you done your three things?" Some kids might even like to have it written out on a whiteboard where they can check things off, or on a laminated sheet where you can check things off each day and then wipe off the page for the next day. If mornings are a hassle, you could create a morning checklist. Similarly, an evening checklist might help ease this process of getting ready for bed. The goal is that the checklist can be the reminder, and you can just say, "How are you doing on the checklist?" if you need to check in. I would note that if you are trying to get other family members to help on things that you have traditionally done in the past, a checklist might help here too. For instance, you could make a list of the things a child needs when getting dropped off at daycare. That way, if another family member takes this over from you, he or she will not forget the child's spare clothes or some other disaster. I have seen some families do this a bit whimsically. Right next to the brush teeth entry, you could write, "Remember that you are loved." Or the checklist for getting out the door might remind kids to pack a lunchbox and kindness and flexibility. That said, I have 5 kids, and I want to make something clear. Checklists work better for some kids than others. Some children will cheerfully and expeditiously move through a checklist. They love knowing what is expected of them. Others will do it grudgingly, but they like the idea of being free afterwards. If I spend 15 minutes cleaning the playroom and then you promise you won't bug me afterwards, well, that's cool. Others view a checklist as an opportunity to rebel. They would have done the chore until you put it on a checklist, at which point it is an opportunity for defiance. So you kind of have to know what you are working with. Since your mileage may vary, you might try a checklist and see how it goes. If it makes your mornings or evenings go smoothly and makes you feel like less of a nag, then that is wonderful. It's a winner. If it doesn't work, well, you can just go back to asking the child each day to pack their lunch. It is annoying, but if it does get packed, so it goes. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.